Chapter 9. The Hermit. Ka and Ko smoothed the man's hair with their little paws and patted his cheeks gently. The man smiled and whispered to the Lungers. His eyes stayed closed. Teddy walked up to the man and licked his hands. The man still didn't open his eyes, but he stroked Teddy's fur. "Knock, knock," Annie said softly. "Is someone there?" the man asked. He turned his face toward Jack and Annie. Now his eyes were open, but he did not seem to see them. Jack realized that the man was blind.
"Hi, I'm Annie," said Annie.
"And I'm Jack," said Jack.
The blind man smiled. "Good," he said, nodding. "Would you like to visit with me?"
"Sure," said Annie.
She and Jack sat down next to the man.
"Do you live in this forest?" Annie asked.
"Yes," he said. "Are you a hermit?" Jack asked.
"Yes," the blind man said.
"What's a hermit?" said Annie.
"Hermits live far away from other people," said the blind man. "We like to be alone to think. I live in the forest so I can learn from nature."
"How do you learn?" asked Jack.
"I listen," said the blind man.
"Listen to what?" asked Jack.
"To the chatter of the monkeys, the rumble of the elephant, the roar of the tiger," said the man. "I have listened for so long they have all begun to sound like one voice, the one great voice of the forest."
"Did the voice tell you that a tiger got caught in a trap last night?" asked Annie.
"Yes," the hermit said.
"And did it tell you that after we saved him, he tried to attack us?" said Jack.
The blind man smiled. "Please bring me one of the white flowers floating on the stream," he said. Jack wondered why the hermit was changing the subject, but Annie jumped up and hurried to the stream. She pulled at one of the large flowers. It came up, muddy root and all. She took it to the blind man.
"Thank you," he said.
The man touched the flower's large white petals and its dirty root.
"This perfect lotus blossom grows from dark, thick mud," he said. "Its beauty cannot live without its ugliness. Do you understand?"
"Yes," said Jack and Annie.
"When you saved the tiger, you saved all of him," said the blind man. "You saved his graceful beauty and his fierce, savage nature. You cannot have one without the other."
"Oh, right," said Jack.
"Take this lotus as a thank you gift from all the forest for saving our fierce friend," said the blind man. "Our world would not be complete without him."
Annie took the gift from the hermit.
"A gift from a forest far away," she said.
"Arf, arf,"
Teddy wagged his tail. The Lungers clapped.
"We can go home now," said Jack, "if we can just find the way."
"Do not worry," said the blind man. "Your house in the trees is close by. The elephants walked in a large circle, so you are back at the place where you started."
"Really?"
said Jack.
The blind man pointed to the sky. There was the magic tree house, high in a nearby tree.
"Oh, great," breathed Jack.
"I told you not to worry," said Annie.
She and Jack pulled on their socks and shoes and stood up.
Before they left, Annie touched the hand of the blind man.
"Thanks for everything," she said.
The man held her hand for a moment. Then he took Jack's hand. Jack felt a wave of calm wash over him.
"Thank you," he said to the blind man.
Ka and Ko chattered and held out their long arms. Jack and Annie hugged the two Lungers.
"We'll miss you," said Annie.
"You are great tour guides," said Jack. "Goodbye."
Then he and Annie took off for the magic treehouse with Teddy scampering after them. At the rope ladder, Jack put Teddy into his pack and climbed up. Annie carried the lotus blossom as she followed them. Inside the treehouse, Jack picked up the Pennsylvania book. But before he made a wish, he looked out the window with Annie. In the distance, they saw Saba and the other elephants bathing in the stream. They saw Ka and Ko swinging on vines. They saw the tiger sunbathing in the grass, licking his sore leg. They saw tiny deer grazing. They saw bright birds in the trees. They saw the blind man sitting in front of his cave. He was smiling.
Jack opened the book. He pointed to a picture of the Frog Creek woods.
I wish we could go home, he said.
The treehouse started to spin. The wind started to blow. It blew harder and harder. Then everything was still, absolutely still.